Over the last 10 years, we've been trying to find ways to make sure that there are workable systems for farm labor in the U.S. The current system doesn't work well for anybody, and that goes for the workers, the farmers, regulators, enforcement agencies. We're in a tough spot right now. Now, I think overall, when you look at the total immigration reform package, or all the different issues that go with that, the ag labor piece probably has some of the most agreement amongst stakeholders as any other piece. So time and time again, we've seen ag labor reform as maybe the quote-unquote easier part of immigration reform in general. So it's kind of at an impasse right now with Senate and House negotiations going on. It's hard to know exactly what the next step will be, but the ag component probably is the easiest lift. Hopefully, we can find a way to either move ag separately from the rest of the immigration packages, or it can be part of the broader picture. It's hard to say how that will work out right now, but we do know that the current system doesn't work well for anybody, and we need to move on from that.